Welcome to the City Gospel Movement podcast, where we interview leaders around the world. I'm Stephanie Weber, and today with us, we have the pleasure of interviewing Chris Goff from Light Up the City in Seattle, Washington. Welcome, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Stephanie. Happy to be here.
One of the things that we are so excited about is interviewing and talking with City Gospel Movement leaders like yourself, Chris. Can you please tell us how and why you got started into this space of City Gospel Movements, and just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting space. Like I was actually telling a friend just a few days ago, it almost feels like a new field of study or something, you know? My grandpa was in the first class of public health from the University of Michigan, and like public health was this new thing, you know, and somebody had to start putting up signs that says, wash your hands at the restaurant after right. you know. And I remember thinking like, there's this interesting new kind of field that is somehow developing and, you know, sort of coming into focus, and finding these friends all over who are kind of working in this field has been a really interesting process. And for me, the process began, I worked at a church in the Green Lake area of Seattle for about 10 years, and I had called all these churches together around an issue in our community, and nobody came. So it was like there was this kind of drug trafficking, prostitution, kind of transient homelessness, just blocks from our congregation. And I wrote all these churches and said, hey, come, we're going to pray and engage this area, and no one came. And I remember being baffled by that. Like, why wouldn't the church just come together mm-hmm. around this? Of course, why wouldn't everyone just do my idea? It might be another way to word that question, and that answer is obvious. There needs to be a process of building consensus and all those different things. But so when I started working at Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, which, like Luis Palau Association, kind of had this neutral presence in the city, mm-hmm. I realized that was a critical element of doing this kind of gathering of the church in a city, is you have to be neutral. And as we started kind of seeing issues in the city of Seattle and started realizing that the church and that the gospel was an answer to so much of the issues happening in the city of Seattle, we realized that maybe we were in a good position to call folks together. And I remember the difference of calling people together from Seattle's Union Gospel Mission versus calling people together from this local congregation, and how everyone responded when I was at Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. In other words, it wasn't me kind of there or here, but this idea of being neutral was really critical to pulling folks together in a city movement. And so how we got involved in it was, again, I was working at this congregation, and Union Gospel Mission came up to me and said, hey, would Bethany Community Church be willing to come down to Seattle and volunteer, or could we be on your missions budget, or, you know, kind of just asking for support. But we felt called across the street. And so we kind of politely said no to Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. And then we kind of didn't do well in this ministry we were hoping to do on North Aurora. So years later, I'm applying to this job at Seattle's Union Gospel Mission of engaging churches for Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. And the guy that's interviewing me is the guy I said no to.
Nice.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, well, I'm not going to get this job, so I'll just kind of let it fly. And I said, Craig, you know, you remember when you came up and asked, you know, and he's like, yes, I remember. So I was like, okay. Had either of us had the imagination for me to say, could Union Gospel Mission help us help these people in need in our neighborhood? Or had you had the imagination to say, can we offer you help in that place where you're already called? You know, we could have had an amazing partnership with you. And I said, if I worked for the mission and networked with churches, I wouldn't ask them for money. I wouldn't ask them for volunteers. I would ask them how we could help them in the places God has already called them to be. And that became the vision for this kind of new position at Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. And so that started a long process. I've been doing this for about 6 years, but a process of kind of how do we help the local church be, it sounds funny, but be faithful to their own calling, you know, in their own place. And so taking that theology of place and saying, all right, West Seattle churches, how do we help you love and serve and speak the truth and share the good news to West Seattle? And so that was kind of how the process began for us. And at as Union Gospel Mission was to say, we have a vision of caring for those. We, as in Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, has a vision for caring those in, for those in greatest need. And we realize that while it might not serve the organization to have people out and do this work locally, it serves the vision of the organization. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we're kind of using that principle of multiplication to reach those in need all over the county, and doing so through the local body of Christ.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a great beginning. So, Chris, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about just over the last 6 years, what has transpired and what have you been doing in Seattle, and what are the ways that you really feel God is moving in the city and through Light Up the City?
There's so many answers to that question, but you know, when we started trying to reach out to congregations, we noticed this trend that I could go, and for 2 years I did this, by the way. I went church to church, like congregation to congregation, and there was some cool things that came out of that. But I started noticing this trend of congregations working together locally. And one of the unique things about, I think, our Light Up the City network is it's really a network of networks. And so, you know, there's about 22, 23 networks in the greater Seattle area of geographically based churches that are working together. So the West Seattle Church Collective, Pray Shoreline, Pray Tukwila, the Capitol Hill Church Network, the Renton Pastors Group, and so on and so forth. And so when we started to just observe this trend, right? I mean, that this was happening all over our city, and that the Tukwila group did not know the Burien group, even though they're right next to each other, and the Burien group did not know the Renton group. And we just kind of saw the gap in our own city and thought, hey, maybe we could connect the leaders of these local networks and kind of iron sharpen iron and see these local groups share their successes and failures with one another for the health kind of each of these groups. And then maybe there's a few things we could do that would have a regional narrative to them. In other words, I had a friend who read like a enormous volume of the history of Seattle, and the church was not mentioned once. Mm. We know that's not the case. I mean, the church helped to launch Harborview, you know, the hospital in town. The church helped to do this and that. And we know the history of the church is there, but the fact is that there weren't these kind of narratives for the church in Seattle. So we pursued some regional responses to what could we do together. And what we did in 2014 is we launched the Light Up the City network. And we did that through 40 days of prayer. So we prayed together as congregations around the city for 40 days. What's God's heart for our city? And out of that came a desire to partner with schools. And a lot of beautiful stories around that. But right now we have about 160 church school partnerships in the region. And out of that came a desire to partner with foster care and do some things in the foster care space. And so actually we totally stole from Leadership Foundation here in Portland, Ben Sands and others who did this Office Moms and Dads program. We totally stole from you guys and launched an Office Moms and Dads program in Seattle. And we've got about 60 congregations now who have adopted local DSHS offices and are kind of engaging that space. But yeah, in general, kind of what's happening is each of these networks are just building trust, building unity with one another. And then, you know, one thing I've observed is leaders are visionaries. And so when you get leaders in a room, eventually they'll come up with some sort of vision. You know, I mean, just like that's what they're wired to do. And so when you have 8 pastors, you know, or in one case, 35, 40 pastors in Puyallup getting together regularly, eventually they start having vision for Puyallup. Like it's just a obvious next step for folks who they're getting together because of Puyallup and because of Jesus, and they end up miraculously having a vision for Puyallup with Jesus. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
And so that's probably the most exciting thing, although it's not a measurable number or something, you know, to kind of throw out. But this idea that each of these networks is actually seeking God's mission for their city in prayer, and that God is responding to that, you know, that desire. God is responding to those prayers and starting to put things on the hearts of these local networks, and all kinds of things are popping out of that. It's really fun to watch and be a part of.
That is really, that's incredible fruit that's coming out of that work. You know, the oftentimes the people that do get into this work, like you said, are visionaries. And yeah, I would love for you to share with us a moment where you felt like, I am so confident this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm. Well, since I brought up Puyallup, actually, this is quite an amazing thing. But one of our techniques, so here's a practical, one of our techniques has just been, who's the person who's naturally pulling together the church in these places, right? So when we went to Tukwila, it was Jenny McCoy. And when we went to Shoreline, you know, it was Steve Ulmer. And in Puyallup, people were like, well, you got to meet Bill Bowers. And so what happens is, when the 10th person says, you've got to meet Bill Bowers, you go meet Bill Bowers.
You better.
That's what you do. So I went and met this guy, Bill, and he shared with me what was going on in Puyallup and how these pastors were getting together for prayer and how some reconciliation had happened and all these different things. And so then he said, so what are you doing? And I told him about all these other networks. And he just had this emotional response to what I was doing. And he just said, you know, I've been praying for 10 years that churches would come together in Puyallup. And he goes, and I've also prayed that God would put someone in every city praying for their city. And he goes, I'm hearing that prayer is answered today. Like that there are people in every one of these cities who are pursuing God's kingdom, who are wanting the good news of Jesus to come in their city, you know, and for the church to be unified. And so for him to observe, it's not something I could have convinced myself of, but for him to have this emotional response of like God has answered my prayer today, knowing that the church is coming together in other places because I've been burdened for it here. To know that he has burdened others for it in all of these other places, you know, was an answer to prayer for him. And then for me, I felt like he had put like a badge on me, like a backstage pass on me. Like you are now, what you're doing is legitimate and is fruitful and is valuable and is worthwhile. And so it was this cool thing where like he felt encouraged, but I went out of that going like, okay, this is good. Like I have to do this. Like I can't not do this work, you know?
That was your moment.
It was, moment. Totally.
Yeah, that's totally. Fantastic. Well, Chris, that is really fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing part of your
Stephanie.
Story. And this is a two-part series that we are doing with Chris Goff from Light Up the City in Seattle. But in the meantime, you can follow us on social media at City Gospel Movements. And we are here simply to celebrate and accelerate the work that God is doing in cities all over the world. So stay tuned. We'll have more with Chris Goff in part 2 of our series.